You write that Bush said to Chirac, quote, "Jacques, you and I share a common faith. You're Roman Catholic, I'm Methodist, but we are both Christians committed to the teachings of the Bible. We share one common Lord." Bush goes on to say, quote, "Gog and Magog are at work in the Middle East. Biblical prophecies are being fulfilled. This confrontation is willed by God, who wants to use this conflict to erase his people's enemies before a new age begins." End quote. Can you elaborate on that?
That was
exchange?
A very interesting day when I heard that. This was a phone call. At that point, Chirac had been expressing a great deal of doubt about the intelligence that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. His doubts, obviously, were well placed. So there's this phone call, and Bush is, you know, giving many reasons why France should become part of it, why Chirac should be joining in. And he's not having a lot of success. And suddenly you shift into this religious conversation. And Chirac's response to this was, you know, he gets off the phone, and other people have been, you know, have been in on the call. And he looks at his staff and says, "Does anyone know what he was talking about?" And they, his administration, someone there reaches out to an expert on the Bible in Switzerland. And this person, because it's like, what is Gog and Magog? And this person writes up a report for, I just say this and it's surreal. He writes a report for the French president explaining these biblical terms that were cited by the president of the United States in this national security conversation. And Gog and Magog are from two books of the Bible, one the book of Ezekiel and one the book of Revelation. And it is central elements in, you know, the apocalyptic the Armageddon concept. And so Chirac's response when he reads this is, "I'm dealing with a fanatic, and I'm not going to make, you know, national security decisions for France based on someone, you know, the president's interpretation of the Bible."